Freedom from George Michael. Great song. Another great artist tragically lost at a young age. But Freedom, it's what it's all about. That's what we're here to talk about. Hello and welcome. Today is Saturday, March 16th. This is your weekly North Carolina Forward Update. My name is Patrick Newton. I'm the chair of this wonderful party here in North Carolina. And so glad to be with you today. So obviously getting ready to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Full disclosure, my wife and I have about probably 100 people or so coming to the house today. So kind of got my hands full. Good thing this is only a 5-minute podcast because I don't have a whole lot of time today. But let's go ahead and dive into it. So this week, we've got some great stuff going on. As I mentioned last week a little bit, we're in runoff season. So I just looked. May 14th, I believe, is the runoff. Specifically, District 13, the Republicans have two candidates running in a runoff. And for me, this is just such the perfect example of why we are forwardists and why we're doing the work that we're doing. So first of all, you've got a runoff, which we shouldn't have. If we were using instant runoff elections, this wouldn't have to happen. We wouldn't have to watch all these ads for the next 45 days. The candidates, in fairness to them, would not have to spend all this money, have all their volunteers out there. We're researching right now. We've reached out to the Board of Elections to find out what is this actually costing us? Because not only in 13, but there's several runoffs going on across the state. So how much taxpayer dollars are being burned up for these ridiculous elections, compounded by the fact that, first of all, it's a primary runoff, right? So that means in the primary, nobody was really voting other than really dug in political activists and a handful of us, which is great. But percentage wise, less than 20% of the potential electorate is even going to bother to participate. Then when you have them come back for a runoff, it's now a subset of that ridiculously small number of citizens. So when you look at the 800,000 constituents in District 13 that are going to be represented by whichever one of these two win, compared to the number of people that will actually vote in the primary, it's staggering. And then the other great example, I say great, it's really heartbreaking examples, but another reason why 13 stands out is it's so horribly gerrymandered. If you look on a map, District 13, which is the new one they've drawn to make sure that it falls into Republican hands, it's basically an upside down question mark. You can see how they encircle any Democrats and make sure that it's a Republican-controlled district. That's not a knock on the Republicans. That's a knock on our political system. That's a knock on the fact that we tolerate having elected officials that can gerrymander districts to dictate the outcome before the election even takes place. Because in 13, there really is no competition from the Democrats. They can't win. It's locked up. So you have two Trump Republicans, and whichever one you pick is going to win. So that's not really a choice. So for so many reasons, we're keeping an eye on 13. We're reaching out to both of these candidates to talk to them about it. Hopefully we'll have some feedback and we'll share that with you soon. The other exciting news from this week is the development or the continuing work on what we're calling the Forward Formula. So we get the question all the time, where do you stand on the issues? It's a challenging but very important question. We've had a great group of people led by one of our state leaders, Josh Peters. Shout out to Josh. Hip, hip, hooray! And Josh and his team have really done such great work. He did a wonderful presentation the other night. We had some leadership from national team, some of the state leaders, some of the community leaders who attended the event that I mentioned last month when Andrew Yang came to town to continue this conversation. And we talked about guardrails, giving some definition to where you might be going too far left or too far right in terms of the data, reviewing the data from you, the voters, so that the elected officials can actually try to represent us instead of representing their special interests, their lobbyists, their active small group of supporters who get them elected. We truly want our elected officials to represent their constituents. I know that sounds like a novel idea, but that's what this is all about. So super excited about the work that Josh has been doing and others, and it was a great presentation last night. So that wraps it up for this week, folks. Please visit our website, NorthCarolinaForwardParty.com. And as Chet has encouraged me, here's my cell phone number, 973-216-4412. Call or text the chair of your party and tell me what you think. Okay, have a great weekend and a fun, safe St. Patrick's Day.